Friday, and that can only mean one thing. It's time for the best of Sell or Die.
The best nuggets of sales wisdom every week, all in one place.
A sales slap in the face. A sales refresher.
I feel refreshed.
I can tell. And if you want to go back and listen to the full episodes, we've made it easy. There are links to each of the episodes right in the show notes.
If you love the podcast, if you're a true Sell or Diehard, and you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes yet,
what are you waiting for?
Seriously, Friday is the best day to do it. It helps us so that we can help you.
It's time for the best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme, sales grade A red meat. It's time
to sell or die.
And so I lost over half my income. And like most Americans, you know, I was living just below my means in terms of, you know, my income was whatever it was. I think it was 10 grand a month at that time, or 8 grand a month. And I was, you know, my bills were 9 grand a month, right? So, you know, there wasn't a lot left over. And all of a sudden, my income went down to like 4,700 a month within a few months. And I couldn't pay my mortgage. I lost my house. I got deeply depressed. And this 6-month downward spiral kind of occurred where my body fat percentage tripled because I was buying cheap food. I had canceled my gym membership, mortgage payments. I fell behind. Bank took my house. And I got really depressed for the first time in my life because even though I applied the can't change it philosophy initially, I didn't know how to apply it to a downward spiral. Like, first client I lost, all right, can't change it.
You can't change it, but you also can't pay for it.
Yeah. It's like I don't know. I mean, when there was no end in sight, it wasn't like a one-time occurrence. It was like things got worse and worse and worse and worse. And so my good friend John Berghoff, who actually headed up Cutting Edge Sales, that book we did, John Berghoff, I reached out to him because I wasn't telling anybody because I was a success coach. You can imagine the identity crisis. Like, I'm a success coach and I'm failing. What a fraud. Who am I? It was really hard on me. And so I called Berghoff, and long story short, the advice he gave me was, you need to exercise every morning. I would go for a run because you need to get blood and oxygen to your brain and throughout your body. You need to put yourself in a peak physical, mental, and emotional state first thing in the morning so you can apply that peak state to your work and to solving your problems. And he said, while you're on that run, listen to a self-help or business audio, podcast, audiobook, whatever. And he said, and that way, while you're in the peak state, you're taking in the new information that you can run home and apply to your business. And I thought, okay, that makes sense. And on my very first run, I heard a quote from Jim Rohn that changed my entire life. And it is the catalyst for the miracle morning. I wish I got to thank Jim in person because he changed my life in this moment. And he said this, your level of success will seldom exceed your level of personal development. And I realized I am not dedicating time every day to my personal development. Therefore, I'm not becoming the person that I need to be to create the success that I want in my life. And I quantified it, right? So everybody listening and Jeff, you guys imagine, on a scale of 1 to 10, what level of success do we want in every area of our lives?
10.
10.
10. Nobody's like, I don't want to
be
too
happy.
Yeah,
I'll go for a 5, right?
I want a 9 and a half. No.
I don't want all my friends coming out of the woodworks for money. I just want like a 6 money, right? No, we want level 10, right? Human beings want to fulfill our potential, but very few do. And I realized here's the reason for that. I believe this is the reason. This is what disconnects people from living to their full potential. We all want level 10 success, but if our level of personal development, meaning our beliefs, our mindset, our habits, our knowledge, right? That's how I define personal development. It's all of that wrapped into one. If it's at a 2 or a 3 like mine was, right?
There's
well, that's
no way.
The disconnect.
Right. Yeah.
We want level 10, but we're a level 2. And the secret is you dedicate time every day to extraordinary personal development to become a level 10 person so you can create level 10 success in every single, I'm not just talking about in your business, I'm talking about every single area of your life, level 10 health, relationships, finances, energy, you name it. So I went home after I had that epiphany, which the first of 2, I've got another one here in a sec. The first one was, I've got to dedicate time to my personal development and I want it to be the most extraordinary personal development ritual known to man or woman. So I went home and I started Googling, what do millionaires do for personal development? What do CEOs do? What do the world's most successful people do? On and on. And I had a list of 6 practices. I was trying to figure out what the best one was. And the epiphany, the second epiphany was, what if I did all of these every single day? What if I woke up tomorrow and I did meditation, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and journaling. The six most timeless, proven personal development practices in the history of humanity that virtually every successful person swears by at least one of them.
Okay, hold on. You know you're going to have to go into depth about each one, know, right? But, like, whoa.
And I want to know why donuts are not in there. Don't you need donuts in the morning or you're...
Green smoothies, Jeffrey. I replace donuts with green smoothies.
See, oh. You can have some of mine tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to go green
smoothies. He will not even try it.
Let me throw something at you, though, just before you continue on Miracle Morning. Everybody on the planet has a Jim Rohn quote.
Yeah.
Everybody. And they come about, I save them because I've had the privilege of meeting him several times and going to weekend seminars of his and sitting in the front row. But what you're living one of his quotes, which is all the information that you need to succeed already exists. The problem is you're not exposing yourself to it.
Mm, there you go.
And that's the kind of thing. All you did was make a conscious effort to expose.
Yep.
And you are still doing it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I've done the Miracle Morning on average of about 6 days a week for the last, 9 years now? 10 years, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, so talk to us about this ritual. Like what?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the six practices and the idea of doing them in the morning, you know, I say in the book, I have a whole chapter on customizing the Miracle Morning to fit your lifestyle. And I talk about you could do them any time of day, but here's the thing. People go, and people ask me sometimes in our Facebook group, the Miracle Morning community, they'll say, well, can't I do these in the afternoon and they're just as beneficial or in the evening? And I say, yes, you can. And they will change your life any time of day. However, you're missing out on the benefits that they give you starting with them in the morning. It's kind of like my buddy John said, you know, Hal, go for a run and put yourself in a peak physical, mental, and emotional state. And on that run, learn something. Well, you know, when you meditate in the morning or you exercise in the morning, it increases your energy, your ability to think, your clarity, your discipline. Why would you wait until the afternoon or evening, right? You've already missed the boat. You want to apply those first thing in the morning. And that's
I feel great. Now it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Motivate this. It's Motivation Monday.
If you lead a sales team or you're on a sales team with 10 people, this is saying that 40% of workers reported their job was very or extremely stressful. That means that you or four of your colleagues are extremely stressed out. What? That's a lot.
So here's the deal. A couple of years ago, I wrote a column about burnt out. Burnout manifests itself in your daily talk until it's embedded into your psyche, and that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm burnt out. So I'm going to read something that I think will help everybody. You start by your self-actualization and asking yourself reality-based questions of yourself. And after you ask yourself the question, write down the answers, and your stress level will be revealed. Question one. How much do you love your job?
Ooh.
Scale of 1 to 100. Because if you're under a 50, that's causing your stress.
Yeah, but someone might say, Jeffrey, I love my job so much that I'm so passionate about it. I'm so dedicated to it. I'm so loyal to it that I want it to succeed. And so that is stressing me out. I'm just saying.
Not buying it. Question two. Ask yourself, what's the best part of your job? And write that down. Question three. Ask yourself, what would you rather be doing? Question four. Ask yourself, where would you rather be working that you could afford if you had a better opportunity, not just money opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
And question five, ask yourself, is the grass really greener on the other side of employment?
You know, that's interesting because everyone thinks it is greener. Like, oh, I'm going to go to that other job, and it's going to be so much better.
They're going to pay me more money. My boss won't be an asshole.
I've seen sales reps make that jump numerous times, and the reality is that you, A, have to prove yourself all over again to a new set of people, like new customers and new colleagues, and you, B, it's like you're starting all over again. It's not always greener. Now, if you join our team, like, we have a new person joining today.
Yeah, Adam. And we haven't stressed him out yet.
No, but it is actually greener here.
Yeah.
Okay,
we have a green screen.
Other places.
We have green carpets. This
but
is
all
greener
other places,
here.
It may not be greener. That's just the reality.
But here's the deal, and this is the reality. Being or feeling burnt out or stressed out is not a problem. It's a symptom. Why you're feeling burnt out, why you're feeling stressed out, that's the heart of the situation.
So let's talk about those common sales stressors that happen in people's lives, okay? So like the customer won't call you back, or...
Is that stress or is that just...
I think people do get stressed because you're trying to make a number, you're trying to hit a quota, and then all of a sudden you have 10 of the customers won't call
but,
me back.
Listen, isn't it a why question still though? Isn't it why the guy won't call me back or why the guy won't appoint me to come and see him or her?
So if you remain calm and not stressed out, then you can begin to ask yourself why.
Right.
But if you get all stressed in your mind, you're going to forget that logical next step, which is like figure out what's actually going on, because you're just going to let the stress get to you instead.
You can't let the negative emotion overcome the positive emotion. And that's the key here. You have to remain positive and in anticipation of success, or it's not going to come. You're going to be the guy that says, if it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck.
So, Jeffrey, you're really good at that. Let's talk to our diehards about how do you remain positive even when you're super stressed out?
Here's the secret.
Yeah.
Not giving a flying fuck.
Detachment? Like actual detachment?
No, not taking it personally. Mm. You can take it seriously, but you can't take it personally or you get stressed out. And so if someone's not calling me back, I'm going to figure out why. I'm going to text them.
Okay,
I'm
but let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Okay. Diehard has a $100,000 quota that they need to make before the end of the month.
Right.
They've done everything they can. They didn't make their quota for the last 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And this is their third month now that they need to make this quota, not just to keep their job,
mm-hmm.
but they need to make this quota because they need to feed their family.
Okay.
Okay. So how do you not let that stress and that anxiety get in the way of selling?
By figuring out better answers. For example, if I'm in my third month of not making quota and I have appointments but I can't make sales, I'm going to ask my boss to go with me.
Mm.
I'm going to say, you know, Bob or Mary, I need your help. I'm going to ask you to go with me on my next 3 or 4 sales calls and tell me what it is that I could be doing better or differently that I'm not doing right now, because obviously it's not working. But most people don't have the balls to let their sales leader go with them. They're afraid they're going to get criticism or whatever the circumstances are, when in fact they're not making their number anyway. What difference does it make? So I feel as though you need to stop blaming other things or other people and start taking responsibility for your own stress and figuring out the 3 or 4 stress busters that you can employ that will make yourself feel better. Now,
like a steam shower?
Well, it sounds easy, but it is not easy, because you have to get rid of the root cause.
Mm-hmm.
The stress is, that's just the superficial cause. Diehards, Doug Winter. Do you get experienced salespeople that give you pushback? Say, I already know this. Why is this guy doing this crap?
Absolutely. You know, when you've got an existing a rep who's been there for a long time, top performer, you know, that's really, they're going to be successful. I hear it said all the time. They're going to be successful no matter what.
That's bullshit. Until somebody comes along who's smarter and younger and works harder and faster and makes the first call in the morning and the last call at the end of the day.
There you go. There's no substitute. There's
my
no
customers love me. I swear to God.
Well, we kind of view it that, you know, the most value that you're going to get from an enablement tool like Seismic is helping your, you know, your C players become B players, and your B players become A minus players. You know, it's not necessarily, we certainly are going to help the A players as well, but they're A players, you know, already. And for probably very good reason.
One of the things that I found out in my experience is an A player can always get better.
Absolutely.
Because they're the ones, they didn't get to A player by luck. They got to A player by working their ass off.
They got to A player by working their ass off and by committing to being continuously self-aware and trying to get better.
Or doing the one thing that the other players won't do. I did some work for Lexus. Their number one sales guy in Charlotte for like 10 straight years. Woke up every morning, took his car over to somebody's house, a customer's house, picked up their car, serviced it, and brought it back to their house at night, and then went home. He did that every day for 10 years, and somehow he was the number one sales guy for 10 years. Wow. And somehow he got more referrals than anybody else for 10 years. I wonder why.
That's an amazing story. I love that.
And people look at it and they go, well, I don't get it. Right, you don't get it, and you won't do it.
That's too much work.
Yeah,
I like it. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. You know, the hard work, the hustle is always going to be a huge part of the of selling. There's no question about it. You know, we're completely agree with that. And trying to give sellers a little bit of their time back. You know, have them have a little more time in the day so they can go pick up their customer's car and get it serviced or washed or whatever it is you think it takes.
So I'm now talking to you. You're the C-suite guy. You're the CEO C-suite. We got to talk to each other either because you knew me or I found you or something happened. I don't know the total story of it. But let's put it this way. Every one of our diehards, every one of our listeners, and we're at 100,000 downloads a month now, every one of our listeners wants to know, how do you get to meet with a C-level person? Hopefully the CEO, because he decides. Do you have any ideas or tips? How do you get in there? What's the best way?
Yeah, you know, I have to say that the walls get higher and higher all the time. You know, we talk about our lead gen engine and how you're trying to get in to have conversations with the C-suite or whoever it is you're targeting. And you know, I think it's a little bit like a virus. You know, as soon as something starts to work, everyone copies it and tries to do the same thing. And then the noise gets really loud and then defense mechanisms go up. And then the approach has to evolve a little bit, to be able to get around the antibiotics, so to speak. And, I think that's definitely the case with the C-suite. You know, I get, dozens of inbound emails and phone calls, every day. I spend, you know, some money on software that can help filter those things out
You got your software from bullshit.com?
Yeah, exactly. Antibullshit.com. I'll tell you what catches my attention is people who understand my situation, people who have done some homework on the business, who understand what we do and have a story that is interesting for the problems that I'm facing, you know, and I don't expect that they're, you know, in the boardroom and taking notes, but from what they can observe about where we are and what they can deduce about what we're doing and things that they've been able to glean from our website or my, you know, some interviews that I've done, I'm probably now going to get 50 emails for people saying,
oh yeah. No, you'll get a ton. Don't worry, you'll get a ton.
We heard you on the show, and so here we are telling you that we heard you.
This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it, and you like the show, and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegetimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GetOverLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellerDieNetwork.com.